Chitra Banerjee Devakaruni is no stranger to the wonders of the mind at night. She immersed herself in dreams and their meanings for her latest novel. It's called Queen of Dreams. It tells the story of a dream teller and her daughter living in California. Devakaruni says she's always been interested in dreams.
Right from childhood, I grew up in a family where dreams were a big part of our lives, and really in a culture, because I grew up in a very traditional Bengali culture, dreams were a part of most people's lives. I remember that sometimes at the dinner table, if we had an interesting dream, we would talk about it, and then my mother would interpret it for us. And I think sometimes, you know, she inserted little bits of mother wisdom into her interpretation. But it got me very intrigued. But more interesting was in the afternoons when, like, her friends would come over, the aunties, as we call them, and they would drink tea and they would gossip and they'd talk about these dreams. And of course, as a young girl, it was not considered appropriate for me to listen to these dreams, which were about adult matters. But sometimes I hid behind the door and I listened anyway.
Tell me about the novel. Who Matters? What's it about?
This is kind of a family novel, a generational novel. There are three generations of this Indian-American family living in the San Francisco area. And there is Rakhi's mother, Mrs. Gupta, who is a dream interpreter in her community. And many people come to her for help with their dreams and therefore with the direction their lives might take. There is Rakhi, who is her daughter, who is a divorced mother herself and who lives in Berkeley. She owns a little tea shop. And she's also an artist. She's struggling to find her voice, her way of expression. And there's Rakhi's daughter, Jonah, who's just a child at this point. And we will find out some interesting things about Jonah as the story goes along. But Jonah's kind of torn in two between her mother and her father, Rakhi's ex-husband, Sunny. And the other important person in this novel is Rakhi's father, who really surprised me as the novel went along because he developed in some very unusual and interesting ways that I hadn't expected.
I think everybody is fascinated by dreams, but dreams carry more weight in this novel than they do in the world that I'm aware of, the more American world, I guess. Is there something special about the people in the family in your book that makes dreams so essential?
I think there is. And in Queen of Dreams, definitely the mother, who is a dream interpreter, she takes dreams very seriously, in some ways more so than her daughter, and definitely more so than her husband. But I think this also comes from a cultural view about dreams, where in the West, often dreams are used for maybe psychotherapy, for analysis, to figure out what one's problems are. In the East, and I think in many indigenous cultures, dreams are ways of seeing into the future and seeing into your deeper self, and often seen as very spiritual. It's like the spirit world speaking to us through the dream. And certainly the mother in Queen of Dreams, she experiences that, where animal spirits will come to speak to her, and especially a snake.
Now, you talk about your own childhood and your mother, who inserted mother wisdom, you call it, into the interpretation of dreams. Have you simply taken that and made it stronger, that idea in Queen of Dreams? Or is a dream teller something that you would find in Bengali culture?
You would find dream tellers. There are actual, like, professional dream tellers, and I have been to see a couple of them, especially as I was doing research for the book. There are also many books on dream telling, where these symbols that we've been talking about have appeared and they're discussed very thoroughly with all of the combinations of meanings that they could stand for. So there's a real study of dream telling in the culture, and there are actually communities of dream tellers, though the dream caves that I have created in The Queen of Dreams are from my imagination, and in some ways they are a geographic space, but in some ways they're also an internal space.
You talk about having gone to see some Bengali dream tellers while you were doing the research for this novel. What were they like?
They were very interesting. I saw a couple of them. One of them was, you know, she was a very modern woman, and she had even a computer in which she would you know, write in the dreams. And there was like a program that she had created where, you know, symbols would come up and meanings would come up. So that was like a dream telling for the 21st century. And then I went to see another one who was much more traditional and who had actually a parrot. And the parrot sat on her shoulder and the parrot ate green chilies, which impressed me right away. And when someone would tell their dream to this dream teller, the parrot would whisper into her ear. And she said that the parrot was giving her direction. Now, I don't know how much of this was real and how much of this was for show, but I thought it was quite fascinating.
I'm not sure which one I trust more, the computer or the parrot.
Yes, perhaps the parrot should be trusted more.
There is a point where Mrs. Gupta involves Rakhi in her dreams. It's fairly early in the book. There is a warning that she gives to someone she doesn't know. I wonder if you'd read that for us.
Sure. And I wanted to just say that, so this is the other type of dream interpretation that Mrs. Gupta does when she dreams, and she dreams about people she doesn't even know. But then her duty as a dream teller is to find them and inform them of what is going to happen to them. In about 10 unsteady minutes, we'd reached the corner gas station. My mother walked around to the side where the public phone was located. She gripped the telephone and asked me to dial the number I had copied down. "Are you sure?" I asked, worried at the turn things were taking. "Do you even know this guy?" My mother shook her head. I could hear the ringing through the receiver. A gruff voice said, "Raghavendra speaking." "Mr. Raghavendra," my mother said, "I'm calling to inform you that your life is in danger. One of the people living in your house is planning to kill you." There was a silence at the other end. Then the voice, hissing and heavy, yet small and tinny at the same time, said, "Who is this?" My mother didn't say anything. "Is this a crank call? I'm going to phone the police. Have you traced?" "Mr. Raghavendra," my mother said, "you have to believe me. It's probably your cousin, whom you sponsored from India 6 months ago. He's been living in your house since then, right? Does his name start with the letter H?" Silence again. "I think he's developed a relationship with your wife and wants you out of the..." "How do you know this?" He sounded oddly calm. "I can't tell you that." "Someone's put you up to this, yes? A practical joke, yes?" "No joke," my mother said. "Then you're crazy," he was shouting now. "Completely nuts. I'm going to have you committed. I'm going to come after you personally." I found myself sobbing. I wasn't sure what I was more scared of, that the man would somehow learn who my mother was and find her, and by extension us, as he threatened, or that he was right, and she was crazy. "I did my best, Mr. Raghavendra," my mother said sadly. "Now it's up to you."
Chitra Banerjee Devakaruni is the author of the novel Queen of Dreams. She teaches creative writing at the University of Houston.